We're back again for another episode of The Business Greenhouse, and I'm Emmy Faust. This is a podcast bursting with inspiration, encouragement, and fun. Join me and other entrepreneurs as we share, inspire, learn, and grow together. Hello, I am back. I know it's been a while. I feel like I've kind of forgotten how to podcast. I'm sure I haven't, but it has been a while since I've been doing these podcasts. And it's interesting because you get into a really good habit and it becomes really easy and just, you know, part of your routine. And when you get out of it, like anything, it becomes much harder to jump back on and get back on it. So very quickly, the reason that I took a break was when the coronavirus first kind of hit us all. I just didn't think anyone was going to be wanting to listen to business podcasts. I thought they would have so much more to worry about or think about, or so many more important things that would be taking up their time. But actually, the feedback I have had from lots of people is they can, you know, they need help. Businesses are still there. They need to scale. They need to grow. They need to secure investment. They need to spend their money wisely. And if I'm not showing up, creating that content and sharing that content with my audience, then I'm doing everyone a disservice. So I did get a LinkedIn message from my friend Brian Miller this weekend asking me if I was going to start podcasting more, which I was quite surprised about because I haven't been podcasting at all. And he said to me, you need to show up now more than ever because people need your advice and your expertise. So thank you, Brian, for giving me a kick. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word on this podcast, because I don't know if that's an explicit word, so I won't say it. But thank you for inspiring me to get back to do what I love and to try and add as much value as I can. So today's is a very short episode, just to say I'm back. I have been thinking about all the business owners out there and how it is so, so tough at the moment. You know, you're thinking about your business, you're thinking about your staff, and obviously, you know, you're worrying about yourself and whether you're going to have that income to pay yourself. I've been working with quite a few of my clients who some are really, have been having really challenging times. I've got one client who actually is creating a product or service, which is kind of actually perfect for people at the moment. So that's remote personal training. So he hasn't really been affected. And also it's very early stage startup for him. But some of my other clients who've got lots of staff and businesses that are in sectors that have been, you know, really badly hit, they have been struggling. And we, you know, I've been spending time with them trying to help them through these challenging times. Anyway, I just wanted to say I'm back. I have got a great episode coming out this week with an amazing personal business and marketing coach called Elise Finn. And she is talking all about how we can manage our emotions in these testing times. And then I've got some other great people coming on. I'm talking to Janine Coombs about marketing and how we can keep marketing, but how to market effectively during the coronavirus, and lots of other great episodes coming up. So do let me know if there's any topics that you want me to cover, if there's anything you're having a particular challenge with. I really, really do love to hear from listeners. And actually, do you know what's been so great is to know that people do actually listen to my podcast and get value from it. So the fact that people have been saying keep showing up and keep showing your content has actually made me feel really positive about podcasting and keeping it going. And today I just wanted to talk quickly about the rebrand for my podcast. So initially, when I started podcasting, I hadn't really defined my niche or who I was going to be targeting. I just wanted to get podcasting. I called it The Business Greenhouse because the work that I do is very holistic. It's all about helping business owners grow a company that thrives. And that doesn't change. That's not changing. But I'm really honing down on the audience that I am talking to, which is in line with the kind of client consultancy work that I do. And that is startups who are serious about scaling up and scale-ups who want to get funding and spend it wisely. So I'm going to be focusing my content really, really, I'm going to try and be much more focused about my content basically and focus it to that audience. But that doesn't mean that there's not still lots and lots of content or tips or strategies that you can pick up, whatever size business you are, that will be able to help you. And in line with the slightly becoming more tailored with my content. I'm also going to be changing the name. I did speak to one of my ideal clients and she said that the business greenhouse didn't resonate with her at all, and that actually, you know, it wasn't the right name. And that's fine, because I've been doing a bit of research and talking to other people, and I love the name The Business Greenhouse and all that it brings with it, but it's probably not right for this audience. So my new podcast is going to be called Starting to Scale Up. And the reason for that is I wanted it around Startup to Scale Up or something like that, and that domain didn't exist. And then when I realized I could have Starting to Scale Up, that hit home, because actually that is my ideal client, the businesses that are starting to scale up. So they've probably already been going a little while. They might have got some initial funding and they want to take things to the next level and they really want to start scaling up, and they probably are looking for further funding. I do also work with startups who are serious about scaling up. So hopefully that brand name resonates with my audience, and do let me know if you have any feedback. I'd love to hear from you. You can get hold of me via Twitter, Emmy Faust, or LinkedIn, and there will always be links in my show notes. So I hope you are all keeping well. Sorry for not showing up. My call to action today would be, you know, in the same way that I've kind of just let my podcasting go, is there anything in your business that you have let go or that you could be doing during these challenging times to make sure that your business is in the best health it can be when we come out the other side? So just have a think, is there anything you've let slip, or if you've got lots of extra time on your hands, how can you use that wisely? And obviously, if you do need any help, then feel free to get in touch. Take care. Bye. So that was another episode of the Business Greenhouse. I am Emmy Faust. I hope you have enjoyed it. Do share this with other entrepreneurs, and I'd love it if you leave me a review, and I always love to get feedback. Here at the Business Greenhouse, we are all about learning, sharing, and encouraging entrepreneurs to flourish. It's all about helping you to have fun, to enjoy yourself, and to grow a business that thrives.